Omo be am running now.
Yegira kukuwa, Ethiopia nke puriche. Kaile wete nunu.
Where do you be afro?
Ogezuru wanine.
I know the radio be a frown. Woku be kuku, adieku yeku. Ikuku woku, ikuku ama, ikukumbu wanine. Woneku wane wari, woku benao. Banke Ndibo Igala Nigede Yeduma Gandijo.
My name once again is Chukwudo Tuoyin. I am serving this very great family as a German national coordinator. And I have nothing to regret about that. I am very, very proud to serve this very family. Amadike himself is stepping in. Holy, 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 Namde Kano is another savior. Holy, 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 Namde Kano is another savior. Holy, 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 Namde Kano is another savior. Holy, 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 Namde Kano is another savior.
I believe.
I
believe.
I
believe.
Please, can we take our seats? Can we go back to our seats, please? Can we go back to our seats so that we pay appropriate attention to the great gospel? Please get back to your seats. We don't want people to be walking around. I have said it earlier, if you want to make video, try to do that from your seat. We don't want to see people standing. Please, we don't want to see people standing. So that people were, those that were sitting behind will still see Ahmadike. And if you have something to give up, this is your time, this very night. All hail!
Biafra!
All hail!
Biafra!
Ahmadike, you are highly welcome. You have shown us love, great love indeed. Every minute of the day, you call on us. That makes us very, very special. We are very, very proud of you. May Chukwuka Biama bless you, continue to be leading you. Biafra, we must get. In the name of Chukwuka Biama.
I welcome each and every one of you here gathered. You have to excuse us. Because it's a live broadcast, I have to sit down for the duration of my address. Maybe after that, I will stand up, we will switch off all transmission, and then I will be able to address you privately. This very program this evening is coming live from here in the city of Nuremberg in Germany, in front of an audience that I believe are hardcore. Is that correct?
Yes.
Only in Nuremberg, not even the whole of Germany. It is my pleasure to be here, and I'm delighted to be amongst you. You are very lucky here in Nuremberg because I brought with me our deputy as well. Uchemefo is here with me. And our sister is also here, Nenayanya. She's here with us. And tonight from here we shall preach this very gospel. The gospel of truth and redemption. From this very hall this evening, we shall, all of us, speak the minds of our people. We shall address every issue that is of pertinence and of importance to the restoration of Biafra, insofar as it affects us as a group and also as a people. I welcome each and every one of you. As it is customary, we must pray. Before we commence, this is a live presentation, by the way. I will indulge, or should I say, ask each one of you to please switch your phone to vibrate or to silent, because the whole world is listening. When we preach this very gospel, humanity comes to attention. Everything we say is gospel. When we preach it, it resonates amongst those who are of good conscience. And ultimately, as you well know, the zoo must fall. There is nothing anybody can do about it. The zoo will fall eventually. This evening, we are going to pray in two phases. Is there any titled person here? We pray in the name of Chukwokika Biama always, as you well know, because the restoration of Biafra is spiritual and not temporal. It is in the gift of Elohim to give that to us. Is there anybody who is titled who is here? Who is traditional? Okwaginka Labeke, I mean proper tradition. Please come forward and give him the microphone. I want him to pray for us.
All hail Biafra.
All hail Biafra.
Aka Biafra. Aka Biafra. Aka Biafra. Amagen Igbo. Kenge Anambra. Kenge Umu Igbo. Agwaje Ejemba. Kenenge. Kenge Okuzu. Awore Kenge. Tamambela. Tamu Yut. Bobby Igbo. Biafra ekere mu unu.
No.
Biafra ekere mu unu.
Si.
Chukwuka Obiama. Ayi na-edu anyị. Na-edu anyị n'udo. Ka m mee anya nkenken. Na ebe anyị ji n'aka erika. Omenike no. Every conductor. No. Oshaya. Benjamin. Ekenekwa ngị. Ada anyị. Adam Obiafra, Kenangi. Conductor, the honorable conductor, Nuremberg, Kenekwangi, Kenangi, Kenangi, Bobby Igbo, Biafra, IPOB, Abonya Bonasi, Koeshi, Yazel, Chukwuka Obiama, Anima Yun, Bobby Igbo. Ana Biafra. Ana ndị nọ n'ụlọ. Ana nọ n'ezi. Asị na onye n'ezi nọ n'ụlọ. Onye nọ n'onye n'ezi. Wee na-ekwuo. Chukwuka Obiama. Elohim. Biko. Biko. Chukwuka Obiama. Nkwa na-ebele anyị. Nkwa na-ebe ọzọ anyị agbakwu. Nwere onye ọzọ a chekwube. Izitekwanụ nwa gị. Abia, Kupura ya. Ibu kwanu wa nopa. Ye, me kwanu iwi juwe bula Magidon. Kwanu ya ke ye tuga Magidon. Biko, bela anyi iwa ina yogi. Nola bela anyi. Ija, anye jesu ya kwanu ya tata. Aika na eja kwanu ya, anye jesu ya mumu ya na eja kuya. Dubai, dupankode. Oh, ebidoguya, sevia. Mana kan kan gbo kun kenke bele kan no chukwo ko biama ana ma yo ani bo bigbo ana biafra bikon ebo bu nunu no bianu na lai belain ana mo gade Ano ma yo pam kono maun sai shiwa sai ga wadi na ho kwana ibozo iwo nyai ka ji eko ho kwana ibozo aya apa to abu na basi na eje aje si enenu je nana ayo na ekli mi le ku ebe oku ya mi nwo ru mi wala yo no ma god Ozu, go di go. Aro. I'm making him. Bob no no. Because, Ben let, canine, Ben let blind. No na kwa lomu. You no need no no no. Munanya, you were no knock, and yet your room, table. At your room, no catch of room. I need to never and bobbina. Because I am a noon neighbor. You won't as well. Oh, Mununa Bonrazo, I ain't a boon. I ain't now. I ain't can I go on like a corner, is it? Any him. Erohim. Ana mayo chukwu kobiama kobiaba na elai na onodu aino tata gozi onodu a na elai na onodu aba chukwu kobiama ogozi kwa our honorable leader Maazi Nnamdi Kanu Omadi Kendi Igbo Ikenga Omambala kobia na elai chiekwa nne ya okwuo na chekwa ya na ndezu nune ya ebe ọbụ na ọnụ osotie uche mmofo na ada Biafra na ndị ọzọ na anọrọ ebe a ụmụnne anyị ndị na-anọrọ ebe a ndị na ebe a anyị ma na ilu ogbala okirikiri onye asị na ndị ilu ogbala na ndụ a na-eche ndụ ya nche mgbe niile ma anyị na-anụla anyị ọgụ a wee na-ajụ Chukwu Oke Obiama Kọnyọ bụ na ebe a bịa nụlụ ọmụlụ mai boy akọlụ ụmụ ya ọkọsịalụ ụmụ ụmụ akọlụ ụmụ aka maka okwu amadike na-ekwu ụbụ okwu jeriton jeriton onye amụta amarakwa ka mme esizu nke na oyibo ma ọ na-egbo ma ọ dị m mana onye ọbụla ka ba arụ ka ọ mụta nụ Emu iba ya kona iba eto dikwa nnu. Bikono ekere kwa mun. Amarika ekere ngi. Kenga o mambala. Dalu. Aka bi afra. Or the press.
Ai pi o bi o. Nje mo bu de mwe. Ai pi o bi. Indigenous people of Biafra, led by Supreme Leader Maazi Nnamdi Kanu, Omadike, Ikuku Amanonyo Dogu, Inyele Mberede.
I had wanted to sit down, but it seems to me that I may have to stand after all. I came to Germany on a very special assignment, which I completed this morning. And I said I will use that very opportunity to see some of you, especially those in Nuremberg. The hardcore, not everybody. That's what I said. So we can sit down and interact. Amamo, but I want to be so good. I'm not going to be able to do that. You know, you have spirit to understand what he's doing. For me, I was in the spirit, I don't know for you. Our enemies have come. As I told you, they will come. When they are not raping our mothers in the farms or raping our sisters or abducting us from the streets, they are killing us at their checkpoints. And do you know why they are killing us? They are killing us because they want to destroy our morale. Them, in years gone by, now they have come to reap. And they are counting on one thing to succeed. That they will demoralize IPOB. That they will keep arresting and killing with the help of Dave Omahi and all the rest of them. Until we get tired. Until we give up. Then Fulani will march into our land and take it over. The same thing they did to Hausa people. They want to do to us. They think we are cowards. They think we cannot stand and defend our land. And that is why I make this promise today, as I always make. And as I did from the beginning, before Chukwukikabi, I'm in heaven and men on this earth, that I will return to Biafra land and I will lead this same army until our land is free. The work we are doing, some of you may not understand it. It may be too complex, or should I say too spiritual, for the carnal mind to appreciate. But I'm sure some of you can see, even when it's dark. That is why if you can see very clearly, you will understand where we are going to. We only have one destination, and that destination is Biafra. Nothing is going to stop it. My happiness is that our friends, the Yorubas, they are now waking up. That thing Ojukwu saw over 50 years ago, that thing that we are re-echoing today, they have woken up. They now know that the Fulanis do not mean well for anybody at all. And if they don't take time or rise up, they too will be consumed, as I told them. I said to the Yorubas that your punishment will come. Did I not say that? It will come. It's a good thing they have, or should I say, Elohim has raised somebody for them to fight their battles. I read some comments where some misguided and very foolish people were laughing at the fact that Shore had been arrested. And that, in a very brief moment, encapsulated everything that is wrong with us as a people. Shore went in immortal. The reason he will live as an immortal. And then Yorubas will follow him. They are the type of people that we need in order for us to be able to establish one very simple fact that every oppressed people, every oppressed person has the right to be free. Only if you want it. Only if you want it. When you protest in a democracy, they arrest you. All of you are in Germany, is that correct?
Yes.
Have you seen people protest in Germany before?
Yes.
Have you seen people protest in Germany before?
Yes.
Did German police arrest them?
No.
Did German police shoot at them?
No.
Oh, police protect protesters. Do you see why we call them a zoo? When you protest, they kill you. Are you doing the killing now? Poor was impossible. Become able to say, trying to incite civil strife and rage. But Buhari, before he died, also said that if they lose the elections in 2015, that monkeys and baboons will be what? Will be what? But you see how they operate in the zoo. Because it is a land filled with hypocrites. Illiterate, bigoted hypocrites. Of them. As well before I came here. My friend went to a program on AIT, is that correct? Faneka was it with AIT this morning, is that correct? And he said, he's a journalist. That's the problem in this country. He told her that to her face. Because she was trying to justify the unjustifiable. Here we are in Germany. The queue to get American visa is from here to Munich and back. People are struggling to go to come over here to Europe. People are struggling to go to live or to seek a better life in America. But in America, before they became what they are today, they protested. They fought a war of independence. They even fought a war to free black slaves in America. Wait. 2 months better. Do you know why we want freedom? Is it not so that our kids can go to decent schools, so that we can have electricity, so we can have good roads? Is that not correct? Is that not why we are agitating? Are we agitating because we hate anybody?
No.
Is our agitation for freedom born out of hatred?
No.
is because things don't work. Even Britain, to be free. Are you aware of that? Ordinary people fought. You live in a country where your next door neighbor is fighting for you to become a better person, for your kids to go to the right schools, for your life. Support what you're doing. Out of whatever thing that I don't know what it is in us, black people, you join the oppressor to move somebody fighting for your survival. That's what is happening. Because I had a meeting with somebody in New York. They said he's planning. That was part of the evidence they gave to the court. That he was in a meeting with me in New York. They saw him with a terrorist. I'm a terrorist and I'm in Germany. Who's in Germany? Do you see how we reason in that part of the world? Nukuzu Kobun. They kill a neighbor in the hope that, let me tell you what they did. They thought when they arrest Sowore, somehow Biafrans will rise up and will start jubilating. They think we are foolish. And the Fulani will be enjoying. Can't you see them? And then they will come to Biafra land, they arrest one or two or three people, and Yoruba will be jubilating, and the Fulani will be laughing. So you don't know that is what they do. Anytime you support the enemy, you demoralize them. Do you understand? Because we are predictable. Anytime you tell the Fulanis that you are not predictable, they start to panic. I read an article today. Fulani are only 10 million in the zoo. Say, is it 7? Oh, I'm sorry. I thought they've grown to 10. And us. Upstairs. After all, I used to live in England. I now stay most of the time in Israel. Am I related to Netanyahu? Is he my senior brother? Is any of you here related to Angela Merkel? But I'm sure you prefer to be here than the zoo. Is that not correct? That is to tell you that politics has no coloration. Nothing to do with who relates to who. It is who does the right job for the people at the right time. Anytime Fulani wants you to hate somebody, I suggest you love that person. Yes. Did you hear what I said? Yes. Did you hear what I said? Yes. When you see evil happening, you must confront it. They said Wodo is coming here, is that correct? Who invited him here? Where are, who invited them? Kebehano, Omandri many invited. You know, I just want to ask a very honest question. If you're one of them, just raise your hand. I have a question to ask. No, you understand. That's all. Is it, he is a defender of his people? What are you him? I want to understand. We cannot be fighting and dying for a Biafra that will contain all of us. And some of you will go behind our back. To be inviting people responsible for the death of those fighting for survival. Is it not the same thing? Serve is not only when you serve the zoo. Somebody came and killed your people. In their thousands. They have refused to condemn Fulani herdsmen. They will call for the banning of Magban. Mietiala. And you are inviting such a person. And you want us to go on fighting and dying so that you can come home to Biafra land to lead a good life. Is that fair? Is that fair? Let him come here now. It's not possible. Because if you don't have conscience to understand that this man works against IPOB, because we said no to elections in the zoo. And those who are doing revolution now, I ask them this question. If they had boycotted the election, do you think we'll be having all these useless debates now? Huh? We told them if you vote is meaningless. They said we are warmongering. Hate speech. Why are you voting or allowing a dictator to rig himself into office and then you come back and you start to protest? The greatest protest would have been for you to boycott the elections straight away. But don't let us rest. So we had to show them that voting is basically null and void. Do you know what Oshomole said? Do you know what he said? That Showere should not have contested now. Is that not what he said? Is that not what he said? But we told them not to vote. There is nothing good about Nigeria. There is nothing good about the zoo. But they won't listen. You people don't listen. Those involved in the invitation of Nwodo to this place, you have no conscience, you have no soul. You are wicked and you are evil. Because of money, one chonchego or maybe connection, you want to give your card. Adega mama makich. Okay, same way security contract or cleaning contract. I want you to understand the depth of your wickedness and shallowness. You have no morals. You have no scruples. And you have no conscience. How can you invite a man that said he sabotaged Biafra before? He will sabotage Biafra again. Is he happy, huh? Look at one her police. I am asking you, Inerime, what are you celebrating? Is it your ignorance that you're celebrating? What are you celebrating? Do you see our problem? Do you see how you're holding yourselves down? I have been saying this all the time. Che Guevara came to Africa to fight in the Congo. After a while, he left. They asked him, you know Che Guevara, don't you? You know him. You know him very well, from Bolivia. He fought with Fidel Castro for the liberation of Cuba and in Guatemala, in a few places in Latin America. He left Congo after a while. They asked him why. He said because a black man do not understand what freedom is all about. He will always put the need of the stomach over and above his self-preservation as a human being. That he cannot fight with such people. eleganya one or two senators, yes?
Yeah.
To come. The same people responsible for the mess you're in. Betagulogulogo. Aguo. Najimilioko. Kebe mani mwada patwani trop AJC eba bikun. Unumayo on tropa. Unumayo. Ndiki eba ane ekwoka. I'm on the Lagos branch. Unumayo. Unumayo on tropa. IPU, do you want Biafra?
Yes.
Do you want Biafra?
Yes.
Then why are you inviting Wodo? What has it got to do with Biafra? Huh? No, I want to understand the reason or the justification for inviting them. Nobody can tell me. Have they said anything regarding the small boy that was killed, Chimobi?
No.
Have they said anything?
No.
I was told today they issued a statement calling for Showore's release. Is that correct? Did you read it? Did anybody here read it? Or maybe it's fake news? No, no. I'm saying, did you read Ohanaeze's statement?
No.
You have not. Maybe it's fake news. These are the people who are killing you. And you intend to invite them. You have not asked them what they are doing back home regarding the menace that the Fulanis are posing in our land. The death that they are causing in our land. But they are junketing and gallivanting all over the place. Without a single solution. Had they not moved against IPOB or called for Operation Python Dance against IPOB, Fulanis will not have the temerity to come into our land. So you don't know that. Because anytime you're divided now, the enemy will come in. Don't you know that? And that was exactly what they did. And some of you are inviting them. In a country of impunity upon impunity, we don't have before to speak up against the evil happening to us. And some of you are hobnobbing with them. For what? To serve what purpose? What are you looking for that you don't have in Germany? What else are you looking for? Perhaps they are seeking relevance. They want to belong. They want to be seen that they know Ohanaeze. And by the way, Wodo is leaving in December. You know that? His tenure comes to an end in December. Don't you know that? Oh, you don't know? Oh? His 4 years comes to an end in December. And it will be the turn of Imo State to produce the next Ohanaeze president. I'm telling you that. Maybe Okorawusa will come and run for it. And then some of you here will invite him to come to Nuremberg for ELG for 2020. Our land is under siege. Monumental siege. If you keep quiet, our mothers will be raped. Awosa people did exactly what some of us are doing today. You know what Awosa did? Do you know what they did? In 1804, 1805. Oh, they said they are fighting corruption. That the Fulanis will help them to get rid of their corrupt leaders. And where are they today? They are now irrelevant. They came and they arrested, what's his name? Is it Maurice Iwu? Maurice Iwu, when was he the INEC president? How many decades ago? came for him. They are alleging he committed 1.2 billion naira fraud. They went to court. The court set his bail bond at 1 billion naira. Do you know the man called Ibrahim Lamode? Some of you may be surprised, but do you know there is no Igbo millionaire in dollars? Do you know that? I don't know. We don't have, do you know any Uche? Do you know any Igbo billionaire in dollars? Do you know anybody? Huh? Onye bata ego zuru 4x4, so na ekpataga ego. Second hand 4x4. Maybe probably from imported from Germany. Do you know those that have the money in the zoo? On the Fulaniji this morning. And the money belongs to you and I. All the way from Omambala Basin. To Okwa, to Ndoni, to Akwete, oil and gas belongs to us. But when they come to your village, they pick one person up and give him 3,500. Take him to Abuja and tell him from today, your title is Ochurozwo. You are now an Igbo leader. He will be sent back to the village to become your leader. And I cut down, I cut to 4 years ago. Meanwhile, they are taking what belongs to us. Do you know that people are dying of cancer in Iguocha? Do you know that? And that women are having miscarriage in Iguocha? Are you aware of that? Sometimes in Iguocha, you go outside and you touch your car, you see a film. Carbon everywhere. People are inhaling. You go and tell them, what is killing you is in this carbon and Biafra can stop it. They'll tell, oh no, you are trying to deceive us. Oh, when you're one. Do you see how foolish we are? Can you begin to understand how daft we are? But imagine Fulani in their cleverness with their dirty cattle all over the place. When Boko Haram was designated a terrorist group, Buhari, when he was alive, he said no. Lai Mohammed said no. El-Rufai said no. Over Boko Haram that goes about killing people. And in fairness to them, you know, I don't blame Boko Haram that much. I'm sure you are aware of that. Do you know why I don't blame them? No. They killed their leader. Yusuf. They killed him. And said, what can you do? We are Nigerian police. We can kill anybody we like. That's why you are where you are today. Boko Haram. Have you heard of any northern governor criticize Mietiala? Have you heard them criticize Fulani headsmen? Then some of you are inviting somebody that criticizes their own people. Some Yorubas are about to make the same mistake with Showore. The same. People persecuting you. Destroy your... They got rid of Jonathan. They said petrol was at, is it 85 naira per liter? I don't know how much it was. 80 They say study. It is a scam. They corrupt them. Has subsidy stopped? Has it not gone up? But nobody can see because they are using the same template of 1804. We are fighting corruption. We are meanwhile, they are busy stealing and conquering you. But they are counting on the fact, anyway, maybe they didn't reckon that IPOB will come. Have we not opened the eyes of the zoo? Have we not opened it? Before we came, who would have used the word revolution to come out to the street to protest? And now they have seen how we do it in IPOB, isn't it? You know, tear gas, it has stages. Small one, the middle one, and the big one. A bookie, but up our bread, and a bookie recruit, bank, and we're small one. Everybody. Protest finished. But we have been protesting since 2015 till today. I feel sorry for the zoo, honestly. Imagine the day we will march. What will happen? Heaven will bear us witness. The day we will march, the sun will not set. So Afghanistan, God. Revolution of war. They asked them, they said, we are now going to start on the 29th of August. Also, 19. A postponed, we got to 29th of August now. And they postponed this year, protest. And they called miscreants, held the zoo down. Head bridge was blocked for 4 days. We know how to do it. And I'm saying to them in the West, we are only waiting for them to start, isn't it? Huh? And I'm telling them tonight, land bridge. We will shut down beyond 1 week. I said, third mainland bridge, for every hour they stay there, we will be on the streets of Biafra land for 1 week. Can they do it? If not for Ohanaeze and your governors. I remember somebody telling me in those days when I went to court from DSS dungeon. You know what the person said to me? That if they want to bring me out from here, I should say no. Yes. I was driven from DSS to court. Somebody came to me at the height of our protest for my release. And said to me, if they ask you to leave here today, tell them no. I looked and I said, why? Yeah, imagine them outside though. They are going that the zoo will capitulate. I thought he was joking. The next day, Obasan just said, an Igbo man should be the next president to pacify us. But Babangida said the same thing. But those people you are inviting to come here for Iriji, you know what they did? You know what they did? They went behind and said, what can you give me? My daughter just graduated from Maryland University. What can you give her, please? They came out and they condemned You people are stopping traffic. Our economy is this, economy is that. But now that Fulani herdsmen are killing you, why can't you talk about economy anymore? They destroyed it. Oh my, these people, India did Zuzu. Had they supported IPOB at that time, the zoo will come and invoke what is called doctrine of necessity. They will sign it and beg and say, please, come 2019, presidency is yours. Whatever you want, you can do with it. The same thing now they're going back and saying, oh, any Igbo man that wants to vie for presidency in 2092, start now to build alliance. You are the ones destroying every opportunity you have had to move forward. But it cannot happen anymore in IPOB now. You know it can't happen. Because we are going to be free. And there is nothing anybody can do about it. Understand where we are going to. Some of you don't know. They said it will not last long. After a while, they will disappear. He's looking for relevance. They looking for relevance. They want to take with now. He wants to be popular. Miscrans will guy name now. Miscrans Amaka. Yes. Yes. But we are still here today. Fighting for what we know to be right. Because men died and women trying to protect the ideal that IPOB has become. And the only way we can say thank you to them for laying down their lives for this very movement is to restore Biafra. No other way. We are not like anybody you've seen before. We are not. And you will not see anybody like us ever again. This is once in a lifetime opportunity to restore Biafra. We are asking for Biafra to be restored because those in the zoo called Nigeria, they are all evil people. Maybe not all of them, but those at the helm of affairs. When Jonathan was in power, they called for protest. People came out on the streets to protest. Nobody arrested them. Were they arrested?
No.
But when you do the same thing when they are there, they arrest you. Everybody is a terrorist apart from Fulani headsmen. And you keep quiet. You know, the U.S. government is very clever. You know what they said? It is for Nigerians. It is for Nigerians to deal with the problems of Nigeria. It's not for them. If you think that somebody from abroad will come and tell you, oh, this is Jibril, he shouldn't be there, then you're dreaming. How many of you here knows that Buhari is dead? Huh? It was when they convinced all of you that that thing there in Asurok is Buhari that they realized how foolish an average Nigerian is. And that is why their headsmen can kill with impunity and nothing will happen to them. Has any headsman been prosecuted? arrested? The one they arrested in Taraba, they told the policeman that arrested them and set him free. And they lied and denied and said, oh, it was a mistake. Not up to 24 hours, the same thing happened in Edo State. Do you know that? In Edo? Vigilante in Edo. They killed the vigilantes and then released the headsmen. And some of you are still saying, I'm a proud Nigerian. I'm proud to be a Nigerian. You don't know what you want. You're not serious. So when we say that we are being insulted, you know they're killing blacks in America. You know whites are killing them in America. Are you aware of that? Do you know why they're killing them? Because of what is happening in Africa, especially the zoo. They know that we can't. That's why they can kill us. If your so-called government can kill you and get away with it in broad daylight, go and connive with judges. A judge in a court of law. A judge. Before you bring somebody before a judge, you must have at least rudimentary evidence. As you were, they can catch him when he's going home and say, you're a terrorist. And go to a court to obtain what is called ex parte motion or whatever, or judgment. You know what it means? You and I have a problem. I run to a judge. Instead of the judge to say, oh, who do you have this case with? There is a saying where we come from. I don't know for some people. There's a saying where we come from. Now understand why I want to leave the zoo. Natural justice dictates that you must hear from both parties before you rule. There's somebody who says she has PhD in law, is a judge, has been doing this and that, an elite, can go and decide on a case brought by one alikali from somewhere. And you're not there. They obtain permission to detain you for 45 days. And you ask the judge, but what did this person do? The judge turned around and said, what I'm just giving you is appetizer. If you want to detain him more, come back, I'll give you more time to detain him. But what did this man do? Oh, he called for revolution to do what? What is the ingredient? Oh, he wants to protest. But did you not protest 5 years ago? But that doesn't matter. They have pocketed everybody, including some of us, our common sense. That is why Fulani herdsmen are everywhere. They kill us and they run to their police barracks. They kill us, they run to their army barracks. And I have told them, today is about the second day. I think the army has responded to what we said yesterday. That Okezie Bazo is lying. Every checkpoint in Biafra land must go. Every checkpoint. If they don't go, we'll compel them to go. You cannot tell me that in the north where there is Boko Haram, Mieti Yala, Fulani herdsmen, bandits, there are no roadblocks. No checkpoints. But in Biafra land, every kilometer is a checkpoint. You say you won't give them money and they kill you. All we do is we carry you and we say, we no go gree, oh, we no go gree. And we bury you. And then that's it. And tomorrow they continue. It can't happen now. They must leave our land. The same world that you are inviting to come here to eat G with you, One of the planks of his campaign when he was running for Hanese, he said, I will fight to dismantle the checkpoints in Igbo land. Is that what he said? The only thing he will be remembered for is sabotaging Biafra. Is that the type of life you want to live? Is that the type of country you want to belong to? That is why the death of Chimuobi can never ever be forgotten. There is always a time, there comes a time in the history of the people where you must say that enough is enough. We cannot be killed in our farms and then you come out on the road for no reason. A so-called security, whatever nonsense they call it, operative, will come and kill one of us and they go scot-free. It can never happen. And you will make sure that it never happens again by the support that you give to IPOB here in Germany and by consequence all over the world as well. Because we are not relenting. Some of you may not see a lot of what we are doing, but we are doing quite a lot. I assure you. If you recall the other day, Osibajo was begging for unity. Is that correct? Do you know Osibajo was begging for unity a few days ago? And only this morning, Atiku Abubakar did the same. Is that not correct? If there is not something threatening the unity of the zoo, would they say what they said? It's common sense, so. If nothing is disturbing the zoo, will they say what they said?
No.
That tells you that we are doing something. And very soon, result of Kapokwano, Makadi, and Mama. We'll take calls now from people. Do you have the speaker here for them to... Have we announced the number, no? Was the number announced? Or maybe we can start from here. There are those here with...
Yes, let people start.
You have to come forward if you have anything to ask, and then... So do we have anybody who wants to ask questions here? You raise your hand and then you'll be called forward to ask. You know, I don't like murmuring. If you have any question to ask, you ask. Please, if you have a question, please step forward, please.
My name is Maze. I'm a deputy member, Gamish Patentations Coordinator. Please, sir, my question is not really what you said now, but I want to be clear the base of the 1 million man march you called last time in America. Is it for only those in America or other people from other areas?
It's all over the world. If you can be in America, please come to America. Because we'll do it. It is for everybody. And I want to announce this number for those who may wish to call in to ask questions. It's +49, is that correct? That's the code for Germany. +49 151 2909 1948. I repeat, +49 151 2909 1948. +49 151 2909 1948. Please, can you also put that perhaps on Facebook as well?
I'm sure some of you from here will come to US, is that correct?
Yes.
Thank you very much. I don't know if anybody read or is aware of the UN report that came out. That was about 3 weeks ago, is that correct? Is it 3 weeks ago? It came out? Did you read it? About what is situation report in Nigeria. Did any of you read it? You're not aware of it. And I judge you in the UN. No, UN issued a report to the zoo. And the report was quite explicit. United Nations for the very first time referred to us as people from Biafra region. Is that not correct? So what else are you looking for? Nigeria is a sovereign state. So they have to tread very carefully. We are making our case, we're articulating it, and governments around the world are receiving it. And that is why the zoo is under constant pressure. That is why Osibajo, the vice president, can rise up and say that pleading for unity, the same thing that Atiku did today, because something is happening somewhere. We are mounting the right pressure everywhere. And when the time comes, with UN, you will know about it. You don't need to be, you know, ask any questions. Unuga, before the year runs out, Unuga, no now. Thank you.
Sorry, look, we have a call here. Let's see. Somebody's calling here.
Hello.
Go ahead, please.
Yeah, this is Nicholas, you know.
Yes, Nicholas, go ahead. Nicholas. We are listening, go ahead.
Yeah, Nicholas, you know, calling from Biafra land.
Yes, go ahead. Later. Go ahead.
Precisely. Biko, Ebuli, Dakere, Mugi, Nozi, Mede. I go get a zo, appreciate mana, and one of you and I, and I bought, one of you and I bought I, again, the IPOB, and with the misconception and we're about that, religion. And I think they buy the churches, you can have very courage, their members, you can have now, but then I join the Biafra. But I just told you that in some section of the people, they were this Biafra agitation for the career, not only Omenana. We hear in the IPOB. In fact, how they criticize some churches, which him or not have a bundle, more the population, to tackle whatever going on in Nigeria. They have the population. So I believe in Biafra was able for every religion, free for everybody to practice, despite na Christianity that Arabia. But it's a religion practiced all over the world, one of the oldest religions. So I can work against me a few work. I have been a Muslim ballet now I got on the churches. So anyway, she got to Munna, you know, only one day, but when you're near, obviously, you get. So I have my own suggestion. Gamaka against me because when I'm weak, we're taking of oath. And the EMA, most of us, you may take this oath to Munna. I haven't had the kind of oath I had in Wokuya. As a Christian, only in the Bible, we take the oath. Apart from the Bible. So I don't know how we are being accommodated in taking this oath. Many of us want to come in, but because of our religion, we cannot do that effectively. We are being sidelined. I think I saw a certain woman and a beer, and a batana, kahane, So, only if you get in here, on, you go,
thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you, my dear brother. Thank you. Call the call. My dear brother, I know he's listening and his intentions are very honorable. I'll show him on your chip when we are no more. Yes, no more. It was when it's in a platform, born I got on me. If you want to worship doll baby, may a doll baby, can a plastic name bad and tagre. Ndiana nanya gungu in the kenny who gungu on both for the doll baby. If you want to worship doll baby, please go ahead and do so. Onyena. Onyena. For me and my household, we worship Chukwukike Abiama. Elohim. Whatever you like, you can worship. That is your business. But regarding taking of oath, you must take it. If you can take oath to serve the zoo called Nigeria, why won't you take oath to be in Biafra? Because we don't sabotage. We are the largest mass movement in the whole world because we are disciplined. Because we are under oath. Solemn oath not to betray Biafra. Then what are you afraid of? When you are in America, you swear allegiance to America. I'm sure before you get German citizenship, you swear allegiance to Germany, don't you? So why won't you swear allegiance to Biafra? That's what it is. You must. Because first and foremost, if you practice Judaism, Christianity, Omena, Lordinala, anything you call it, first and foremost, you are a Biafran. And your allegiance lies to Biafra, not to any religion. That is the only way we can build that very land of ours. Religion is a personal business, you and your God. Onyenachie. But everybody must be under oath. The same people that are complaining, are they not the pastors who are being killed by Fulani headsmen? Do they know if you're under oath or not? If people you see, they just kill you. Please, Uche, take the next call. Yes, please go ahead.
If people you see, they just kill you.
Hello? Can you hear me?
Hello.
Yes, please.
Hello, can you hear me?
Loud and clear, your name and where you're calling from.
Hello?
Hey.
Yeah, No, I cannot hear you. Hello?
But we can hear you very well.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, loud and clear, please. Your name and where you're calling from? I don't got a network in this room. It's coming from Germany. Another call. Please, your name and where you're calling from.
Hello.
Yes, please. Your name and where you're calling from.
Is it Sergio Joshua?
Yes, it is.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Hello.
Yes, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Hello.
Oh, dear. Zandi, I want
I'm calling
anyway.
From
where?
The biggest city in the world, Lagos.
Hey, no wonder now. You can't
I
hear
want
me.
To know.
Doctor, but you gave me my phone.
Listening. Hello.
Yes, please go ahead. We are listening.
Hello.
Hey. Doctor, but you got phone again. Please, next call, please, if you may. I forgot to tell them, please, if you're calling, once you call, we pick your call, start speaking because the world is listening, please. The world is listening. Don't wait to hear your voice back again before we proceed. Anybody calling or do we go to the audience here? No calls coming in. I mean, the line is jammed, I believe. Any other person here with anything to say before we close? Yes, please give him the microphone. Thank you. Yes. You give the address to the coordinator of where they are. They came to Anam and we drove them away. We have driven them away from four locations in Ebonyi, from five in Enugu, and we shall continue to do so. Tell us where they are and we'll move them out. As simple as that. We've been doing it now. We've lost men. That is the uncelebrated war that is going on, which IPOB is fighting on your behalf. And some people are busy inviting in their word. Give us the address. They will leave. We know what to do. We know what to do. Do we have any call on the phone? The call on the phone, can you hear me? Hello? Nothing is coming through. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yes, please. Your name and where
Hello?
You're calling from?
Hello?
I can hear you. Go ahead, please.
Hello?
People want to hear
you. Good evening,
your...
sir.
Yes, good evening. Go ahead, please. Go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, sometimes there's a delay. Go ahead.
My name is, I hope that you can hear me. My name is Ajisi Tusunand. I'm calling from Germany.
Yes.
It's my pleasure today that I can call this humble room, IPOB One Family. I want one suggestion, and I can just not waste your time.
Yes,
my own suggestion was, I need to fight for Biafra, or Israel government. Or Germany or another place like Italy, they are the interest, And what the Israel, I'm going to make some training. And as I made this training, our naga bugani nazu. Every day can you every them now news. I am not gonna ban my on us. And I wouldn't more believe in internet good for two days. No more you're going for 3 months. More you're going to time on me. On us, because they think I'm always in my America. More I'm not defending them. Now my name is June June, which I'm going to be ready to have a good high with me. On us, I have been there, secure good my fatherland. Even everything about you, I am in our body. On us, I'm going to see you. I'm going to be busy. Our nation just now, yeah, but senior, our image is the government. He said, "I want to have you to the government." Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you very much, my dear brother. Uche, can you turn the line off? Thank you very much. Did you all hear what he said?
Yes.
Did you hear him? Is one of the best calls I've had in years. He understands the urgency of the situation. Our dear brother here, maybe when I was telling them that the Fulanis are coming to take our land, they didn't believe me. He's a living witness. His village is gone. Our brother who is calling doesn't want his village to go as well. So he will fight Burata himself. Let me tell you why we must be prepared before we march. If we start anything today, they will go to the nearest village and raise it to the ground. Did you see what they did in Bayelsa? Was it Bayelsa that did that thing? Because they are cowards, they don't know how to fight. They specialize in killing civilians. Any day we march unprepared, before we march, we must make sure we can defend every inch and every territory of our land. Anywhere you live, they'll go there and bomb the village and kill everybody to demoralize you. That's how they are. And if that doesn't work, they'll kill our people in the north. That's what they do. I know them very well. So we must be prepared. And don't think that because the US will need to announce everything we do or to make it public. No, we are doing many things, I assure you. We'll get Runuga here. Don't worry about that. Thank you very much, my dear brother. Some of you will be here. We'll fight for you in the village. Don't worry about that. But support what we are doing. And don't invite any award and do to her. That's what we're saying. We'll fight to defend your villages. Don't worry. Tell me where the problem is in Oka. We've been doing it to you, so you don't know. So you think that Fulani is not in our land killing anyhow because of a miracle. Is that what you think? Is that what you think? Do you know how many Yorubas they have killed? 600 or something. Are you aware of that? Why have they not done it in Biafra land? Because IPO... So they have to Ebu. The matter of the Hanako Inyo. Without IPOB, a crew and a co-fuf back home. A crew to say, a crew of Fufunaka. Yes, please go ahead. Can you hear me? Is he there? Or she? The call on the phone, can you hear me? No, you answer the call. Can you hear me? The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Leader.
Yes, please. Your name and where you're calling from?
My name is Emeko Bioha. I am from Ebonyi province.
Yes.
Sir, I have a question for you. I want to know if you will or you're considering to open the same Biafra A that you opened in America here in Europe. I reside in Cologne, and I would like to participate. Even though I'm in our unity here, and I pay my dues too, but I want also the same aid you, Biafra aid you opened in America, to do the same here in Europe, because we have some other friends of Biafra here in Europe who will also like to contribute.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you. We will try and see what we can do. But you know that freedom fighting is a very expensive business. Are you aware of that? Expensive. The cheapest consultants in the world to do any work for you will cost you over $1 million a year. $85,000 every month. And without their services, you're not going anywhere. Do you know that? Have you tried to go to court before to go and argue your case yourself before a judge? Do you know what the judge will tell you? What will the judge tell you? Go and do, look for? Go and look for? Go and look for? So you don't understand international politics? Huh? For you to see Angela Merkel, a German political consultant will take you to her. Or else you write email and they put it in spam folder. Let me tell you, delete here. It's a very expensive business. Very costly. And our brother said a very good thing, that we should open up the same Biafra Aid Foundation here. I wonder most of my guy you but abo. In come here in America, go to neighbor. Huh? Oh, come on, I'm my mama, the question, $4.4 trillion. Only $2,000. Please, next call, Fina. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Thank you.
You don't know if Fulanis have come where he is. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? The caller on the phone, can you hear me? There's a problem with the phones. Can you hear me, the caller on the phone?
Hello.
Yes, please. Raise your voice, your name, and where you're calling from.
Hello.
Yes, please. Your name and where you're calling from.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Hello.
I can hear you.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hello.
They are waiting for their voice to come across
Hello,
the radio.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. I can, but you can hear us. I don't think it's from here.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Can you hear me?
Yeah. The next person, please. Can you hear me? How does this phone actually work? Can you hear me, the caller on the phone? Can you hear me, the caller on the phone? Anyone there? There's somebody there, but I think there's a problem. Please turn off the calls. I'll make something public. That will be on Monday. There is a woman at the Zoo High Commission in Accra recruiting Fulanis across West Africa and shipping them down to the zoo.
I'll have her picture and the pictures of those that are moving down to our land. And in case you don't know, they have also told their women with children to reside in Biafra land. So they have come to stay. The one happening in Awka South is a settlement, is that correct? It's a settlement. They have come to stay there, isn't it? So as we are looking for a visa to go abroad, they are entering 911 to come down to where we are. As I told you before, the same thing that happened to the Jews. Because nature abhors vacuum. The more you leave your land to come out, the more the Fulanis will come to occupy it. And they're coming from all over West Africa. And we're in serious trouble. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Okay.
Yes, go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, go ahead.
Okay. What I still want to add, I have called before, and what I still want to add, you can help me to tell Onyendu, understand? Because the more I with this struggle of a thing. What is required, she can make it officially. Up to 1 million people can say yes, they will support this, understand? And we have the standard support from Israel. When the standard support from US, we are ready to match. Understand? When you want to cross Libya, then that's the only thing I have. When I say yes, it is the financial support. I am out here because the more in Italy, the more honey rep for women. Now, motorist Funanina Libo. Funanina, because in the second Hebrew, so I can't put up with Candy Funan. Because all he has actually contributed. Thank you.
Thank you. He keeps saying what needs to be done. There is no millionaire supporting what we are doing. Are you people aware of what is happening in Libya? Are you aware of what is happening in Libya? Do you know who is supporting them? The rebels in Libya? It's the government of Bahrain. Do you know who is financing every other liberation movement you can think of? There are countries financing them. But you are the ones financing. All these things we've accomplished is you financing IPOB and the grace of the Most High. There is no millionaire, none, supporting us. Not a single soul. What we need to prosecute this very liberation struggle and succeed is not much. But at the rate of the money you're contributing now, it will take us approximately 28 years to raise that level of funding. You don't have it. And some of you are not charitable enough to give. You don't have it in you. It's not in our nature. I was telling some people the other day that we built Imo State Airport. You know Imo State Airport on Dambakwe? We built it. I don't know how old some of you are here, but I paid 10 naira survival levy. My parents gave me the money and I paid. And I was given a receipt. Some of you here may have paid as well. Did any of you here pay survival levy in Imo State? Our mine was 10 naira.
I think maybe some traders paid 15, I don't know. We built Imo State Airport. Launching after launching after launching. That was when I knew that we had no millionaires in Igbo land. That's no millionaire. Mbakwe did launching in every major town. Yet we did not raise enough money to build Imo State Airport. Then they taxed everybody, including secondary school students, 10 naira, and we paid. You people are not generous by nature. Ogula mu ngere ba na tu na e ba na echechichi e ba na agbo fala e ba na eriji. You don't have it in you. A Fulani millionaire can give Boko Haram $20 million. Continue what you're doing. Have you heard anybody call Boko Haram miscreants? Or call them names? Not one single soul. Instead, when they rape the mom will come back home, suffer Fulani disease and die. And he will bury her in Homajib. And buy 6 cows to bury her with. That's what happens. So it's not in you. I don't blame anybody. It's in our nature not to give. Why do you think Ojukwu lost the war? Ojukwu bought arms with his father's money. Nobody gave him anything. Even though he gave the money to go and buy arms, some ran away with it. Some bought fake arms. And when those guns and bullets ran out, we lost the war. So you don't know. Do you want us to fail again? Do you want us to fail again? So my name will go down in the history books. Nnamdi Kanu also tried and failed. God forbid. So we want to be prepared. So Ometugi Nobi, the bill is not much. Yes, it's not that much, if you consider it. But it's because we don't have any millionaire. To be honest with you, we don't. Happy Hannah, men all know, it's just smile, they don't have money. Even if they do, they don't have the spirit to give. And that's why we are suffering. In Agam, that if there is one single millionaire from Biafra land, and Biafra will not come within a matter of weeks, huh? We have gone very far. My brother is talking about Israel. I gotta go, I gotta go. Just little help and then we are gone. Is anybody on the line? Please go ahead. The caller messenger, go ahead, please. Yes.
All hail Biafra.
All hail Biafra.
Afra Mbo, Ezem Afra Namdo Nije. I'm calling from Moscow.
Thank you, go ahead.
I have a question.
Go ahead.
Is it, my question is about finance, levies. I would like to know if it is proper for a member of IPOB to collect levy on behalf of the family and claim to have forwarded the money to the finance headquarters without proof of bank transfer to ascertain that 10 money have been actually be sent to our headquarters. I have raised this question so many occasions, but nobody was able to answer me. So I would like to use this opportunity to ask you directly to help and clarify this situation. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Somebody collected money on behalf of IPOB. Do you hear that? Somebody collected money in Russia and did not send the money to IPOB. Did you get any money from Russia? Who did you get the money? That's what we are seeing. And tomorrow he or she will say they are hardcore. Nobody is allowed to collect money from anybody. Just pay your dues only, that's all. Your contribution. And I must commend those of you. I believe this is the hardcore in Nuremberg. Is that correct? Yes,
sir, yes.
Everything, anytime you see IPOB, we are begging IPOB, this is you, is what you're doing. It's you that is doing it, nobody else. That's Kobo Kobo Afafununato. That's what we are using to do what we are doing. Don't collect money from Mr. B or Mr. F on behalf of IPOB, no. Direct them where to go to, or to your financial secretary. That's how to do it. Don't collect from anybody. Because what we do is, because you have contributed, you think that every other person shouting Biafra, Biafra have also contributed. Is that not true? It's just very few of you who are paying. I think Germany was number one before. Where are they now? Is it number three or four? No, but they're no longer number one. No, they're not. And do you know why you're no longer number one? Do you know why? In my mom got a Munich. I got to unu number one. That's what happened. And today, Germany is no longer number one. Before, you were the highest contributors to IPOB worldwide. And I wish you can go back to being that once again. You know. Please, that is why we are full of pride. Nobody feeds us. We do what we are doing. IPOB funds itself. The same thing that we are doing, every other freedom fighting outfit in the world, government sponsor them. Go and ask. In the history of the zoo, when you may go here before, IPOB, has anyone done it before? It's from your contributions. Germany, UK. Is that, UK is number two, isn't it? Who is number three?
Italy.
Learn Italy in there and here. Number three. Italy contributes more money than USA. Can you believe that? Yes! Italy! I must commend Iranya, Michael Iranya, he did very well. Okay, Iranya, Kendioshia. Iranya, the real one, Michael Iranya, that did work in Italy. Very fine job. Set up IPAB family everywhere in Italy. I said everywhere in Italy. That's why they are number three in the world. But all the rich countries like Canada and America, because for us things are always in reverse. Odronyo chana mayasi odronyo ola namma. But if it's a black person, once you are there, your children are wearing socks and sandals to go to school. Other people can go to school barefooted. Is not your business anymore. But I'm grateful to Germany. At least Germany is a civilized country where people go to work, and they are number one in the world. When I remember it, that's what gives me hope. Do you think that sometimes I don't feel bad about our condition? Some of you have fun, I don't. I'm not with my family. So that tells you what I want Biafra to come today, tomorrow, so I can settle down at least before I die. So some of you don't appreciate the pain that goes into what we are doing. It's a very painful process, I assure you. There is no fun in it. Anamayoni Kunujisike Germany, I beg of you. Please. There are calls? Sorry, who is on the line, please? Your name and where you're calling from?
Hi.
Yes, please go ahead.
Are you hearing me?
I can hear you loud and clear. Your voice will come through later. Please go ahead.
So I have a little contribution concerning. My name is Alex, and I'm from Delta State. So I have a little contribution concerning this issue.
Yes, go ahead.
Because the issue of Biafra involves everybody, you know. So at least, I don't know, my opinion can be still right, you know. Because anything from the zoo called Nigeria, it must be taken by force. Because doing it in a peaceful way like this, I don't think it will work. So I believe that Mazi Nnamdi Kanu is countable, and I believe with his power, he can do something that can make things possible. And for me, for my own opinion, I think making a good relationship like one of the international countries like Russia would be more better for we to have that liberation quickly. Without so, it will be very difficult. So I need Mazi Nnamdi Kanu to look into it. That is my contribution, because we need this Biafra now, not anytime else. It must be now.
Thank you.
So thank you very much. That's my contribution.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm coming from Germany, yeah.
From Germany, okay.
I'm a part of IPOB, but the thing is that I don't see any group or any people that is, you know, holding this meeting and all those things for me to, because I don't know the side that you people are right now. Whether in, because the other time I watched it from, I'm living under Christ Effort in Northern Westphalen. Do you know that area?
Westphalen, I've heard about it before. Is it Düsseldorf?
In Northern Westphalen. It's a place called Effort.
Okay. Okay, we'll try and get his number. We'll try and get a national coordinator.
He's close to Billy
Fett also. We'll get a national coordinator to try and link him up with our people there so they can start a family. Somebody will call him.
My name is Alex.
Yes.
I'm from Delta State.
Somebody will contact you. Somebody will contact you. Don't worry about that. Somebody will contact you. Okay. Uche.
Hello?
Yeah. Somebody will say something here. He's one of us. And he wants... I like the desperation in our voice now. As I said, when the time comes, everybody will be looking for IFPOB to try and do something. And that time has come. We need funds, but it's not funds that you can bring together. It's not possible. You know? Do you know how much one attack helicopter gunship costs? No, you don't write an agreement. You have to show seriousness. Freedom fighting is like any other business. The person you're going to sponsor you is like a bank. And the bank manager will ask you, you want to do business of 200 euros. How much one do you have there with you? Isn't it? They're asking us how much we have. If we can buy, listen, if you go to a company and they show interest, they want to help you, you can buy equipments worth, say, $50 million. And somebody will underwrite one for 200 million. So you carry for 200 million. You pay 50 million. When you finish the war and you're successful, you can pay them back. That's how it's done. You don't go empty-handed and be saying, try and help me. That means you're not serious. And as I said earlier, when it comes to international diplomacy, the same level of consultancy we have in Israel, in America, we must have it in Germany also. Do you know that? Everywhere you must have it. And the zoo, they have our money. And anywhere we go to, our consultants in America, I went to them, held a meeting with them. I didn't want to tell any of you. Somebody from, when they started to make inquiries, Nigerian government offered them 2 million a month. The same thing they did to Atiku Abubakar. Do you know that? Yeah, you don't know. When am I hearing them now? Atiku Abubakar hired consultants from the U.S. The zoo went there and doubled the pay and asked them to represent them as well. Chibasa. And that's the end of it. But we are lucky that we have men who are honorable, that love Biafra genuinely, and willing to work to make sure that Biafra comes. So they turned them down and said no to them. And what saved us was because I warned them that the zoo will come to them. I warned them that the zoo will come. And they did. So, of course they did. That is the type, people don't know the battle and the wars we are fighting every blessed day. We are just like, you know, a duck in a pond. You think he's moving very serenely, there's no problem. But if you go under, he's busy paddling along. Who's on the line?
Okay. Good evening from here. Hamadi members, Oshugu Plezu, and good evening for here. My name is Thierry Mensah, okay, for the one for Mark. I'm calling from Warsaw, Poland right now.
Thank you.
Originally based in Sweden. I have my question to Memrezu and you, Unwakanwa.
Go ahead.
My questions are this. Please. The number one question I want to ask here is the issue of command and control. I'm only pleading with the leadership of IPOBians, especially Ahmadike and you, Unwakanwa Uchemefo, to see if there is any other way you can regulate it, or better see, change it to obey and command, because a lot of people are hanging on that command and control and doing what they are not supposed to do. Second question is about this, our struggle. Our men are being killed. Our boys are being killed in Biafra land. And if I could remember vividly, people of Amazonia, we were on top of them before, but now, where are we? And another complaint I have here is this. I would suggest, I wish, that the leadership of IPOB can form something like a de facto government, which will help us a lot in this struggle. And,
yes. Yes, go ahead. We are listening. Go ahead. Yes, Richard, talk to him, please.
The zoo that wishes... Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Hello?
Yes.
Yeah, my brother, like I said, I am pleading that if the leadership of IPOB could afford us the opportunity to create avenues, because we have a lot of people who are willing to come up with us and do some needful about this, our struggle. Because like always say, Ekroneke, if there's anything the leadership of IPOB can do to at least give a hand, a free hand, to some people, some hard cause in this struggle, because these are our people being killed, we are not happy. And if there is any other way, if there is any other way, possibly, we can help. I and Rabbi Charles, we have been calling and calling and calling, but we are not getting through. And there are a lot of wranglers in Biafra land. Please, we want to, the leadership of IPOB, please, to make sure that all these wranglings here and there are being checkmated, and because this struggle, our boys are being killed, our men are being killed. Okay. This is my take this evening. Mechiko Kabama, give us wisdom, protect all of you, give all of you good health, so we can be able to go back to where we belong. We are tired of this Europe. We want to go home.
Thank you.
Kabama, bless you.
Thank you. He talked about command and control. Command and control is key.
Without discipline, we would have fallen to pieces by now. There has to be discipline. That's number one. And number two, he said that Ambazonians have overtaken us. Yes. Nobody is allowed to misuse it. Nobody is allowed to misuse it. Command and control simply means being able to obey your superior. That's all. Not when they are committing a crime, you condone it. No. That's what we're saying. You report them if they commit any crime. That's what we're saying. And nobody's ahead of us. Do you know how many years we've been active, IPOB, under my leadership? How many years? 2012, we started broadcasting. That's Radio Biafra. IPOB was not constituted formally. Until when? 2013 we started. 2013 we started. 14, 15, I was arrested. Is that not correct? For 2 years. Is that not correct? Should I say for 3 years? Because I was incommunicado. For a year, is that not correct? That's 2005 I was arrested. If I'm not mistaken. Yeah, 2005 I was arrested. So that tells you, we've only been active with my leadership of IPOB for less than 4 years. Active, less than 4 years. And look at where we are today. Is there any office you go into, any foreign ministry you will go into on this earth that don't know about IPOB and what we are doing? Huh? We want to be prepared now. We will march, but we need to be prepared and fortified so we don't fail. That's all. And discipline will help us get there. And Uche, please, we have to take people from here, and then I'm sure the time they paid for the hall is coming to an end. Is that correct? Is that what I said? Are you sure? Okay, yeah, somebody here wants to say something, then. Yeah. Please, go ahead. Come closer, please. And why is it not to, why can't we hear it through the speaker? Go ahead. Yes. Thank you for that. I am very grateful for the question. And as you say, the call to advise IPOB in Nuremberg. As you said, it is the consistency that matters. Nobody is as consistent as IPOB is. I said nobody is. Not as we are. In the Bible. And also in real life, even today in Israel, they remember those that defended Jerusalem. Do you know that? That is the same way. By being in IPOB, you are immortalizing yourself, your name, and your family forever and ever. Because there will come a time that little children will go to school, and they will ask them, was your dad a part of IPOB? Or your mom? Because in Israel, there are two people, the Haganah and the Egon. These are the people that fought for independence. That is the Labor and the Likud party in Israel. And if you don't belong to any of them, you are nobody. Until you have fought for Israel, you cannot open a petrol station in Israel. You don't know that. Filling station, you cannot. You must have fought for your country first. Some of you see what you're doing as a child's play. No, it's not. That is why you must intensify your effort to make sure that Biafra comes. And then when it comes, you see how people will look at you. You see how they will regard you. Then you know how important you are. Because nobody can come out and say, oh, it's because of my money. I gave it to them. We'll say it is because of IPOB and the grace of Elohim.
That's why we are who we are today. So I ask you to try and redouble your effort. And don't invite the likes of Mudo to come here. Because you are insulting the memory of the dead. That's what you're doing. You can't bring somebody here who said he was about to attack Biafra. And yet he wants Biafra. It doesn't make any sense at all to me. Thank you. Yes, go ahead.
Hello, good evening, sir.
Yes, good evening.
Hello.
Yes, I can hear you. Go ahead.
I'm Bifani. No, from Italy.
From Italy, go ahead.
Hello, sir, can you hear me?
They call on the phone, can you hear me?
Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
My name.
Go ahead.
My name is Ifedri Chukwu. Okay, I'm calling from Netherlands.
From Netherlands,
God
go ahead.
God bless and protect you anywhere you are going. In the mighty name of Yahushua, I pray. Adike, I'm happy to hear your voice since you come out from prison.
Thank you.
May the Elohim that bring you out will carry you, raise the flag of Biafra. In Yahushua's name, I pray. My first time of communicating with you on radio. I'm hearing about you and I'm happy to talk to you this night. All I want to say is this. Every contribution everybody is making is very, very good. But you, God has chosen you to bring a solution to the end until we get Biafra. Continue. But my own, even Nayobu, Mbozi Awana Biafra Biafra, Nduni Nayabu, Ndo Tua Haneze, Ndaran and Dratolo, mostly Nayangwood, okay, the eight basil. Nkadun Dumbwa, go to your colour, will you be an devil or my? Nkadun do. Mbwaha, tunye mkulofo, mmejia kamu, trees, nda amatake Biafra genye nite, adugo mebe 50 years, manago utuwa uno sinedo, manu hogwa, nwa mkaje sonu ya, mwa madike jisike, kukuka nga chodewe kamu, bemu ndo amu, one by one. Thank you.
Thank you very much, my dear brother, thank you. Thank you very much. Some people are very, very highly upset. Very, very upset. Do we have those that want to ask questions here? I thank you, my dear brother. Thank you very much for calling. And your advice is well taken. Please go ahead. Yes, thank you very much. I am very, very saddened because of the experience. That's what some of us pass through each time we go home. Because the Fulanis are in control. They are in power. They can do whatever they like. But the worst part of it is that the governors that they rigged into power, like Okezie Ikpeazu, have actually empowered these people to continue with this impunity in our land because they see us as a conquered people. That is what Ohanaeze and the Igbo governors brought to us. I won't tell you how we are going to do it, but they know they are going to find it very hot soon. And somebody commented a while ago and said, what are we doing? There are some operational details I cannot divulge live on air. But what is happening in Yoruba land is not happening in Biafra land, though they are trying. It is not happening because of IPOB and what we are doing. I cannot go into more details than that. We are stopping them from doing what they are doing. Huh? We are stopping them. Thank you very much. The next person, please. Thank you very much for that. You will see me if you say this is a juice bug or is it a functioning IPOB family or you've just started? Oh, just 2 months. Just getting people together.
So,
Is the national coordinator, are you aware of?
No.
Okay. But you need to know him then.
Yeah, I'm connecting.
Okay. It's a good thing you're doing, because we keep saying to people, if there is no IPOB where you are, to start one. And that's what you've done. So you need to see him and then finalize a few things, yes? And then we'll arrange for us to meet. Okay? Thank you very much. We will, for all of you who are here, we are going to have a meeting, a very brief meeting, off microphone, so we can have far more frank exchanges. Yeah? I think that's the best thing to do. So at this time we'll be signing off for our listeners all over the world. And we'll pray that Chukwuke Kabiama will keep and sustain each and every one of them, wherever they are around the world. And that we shall reconvene very soon. I don't know when, but we shall reconvene very soon. And until then, from here, it is good night, isn't it? Good night, all of them. Thank you very much.
Radio Biafra. Omo Biafra ni me. Yekira kukuwa. Ethiopu nke puriche. Kaile wete nunu. Radio Biafra. Ujezuru wanine. Where do you be afraid?